Thabiso Kambule for the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. I am indeed the Fresh Prince of Radio. And in the Jacaranda FM building today, the one and only Ben Rodriguez.
What is up? I'm super, super excited to be here. Thank you so much
for
having
me. Does it feel real that you're in the studio?
It is real. It's very real right now.
Man, you basically went viral on TikTok. And I wanna ask you this question, right? People don't see the work that you put in before going viral. People think about it as, it's this overnight success. He just became famous because of the platform, because he has a six pack. So tell me about the hard work that you do behind the scenes.
I really, really like that question. So this is something I believe a lot in. As much as everyone sees now the 200,000 followers and the millions of views and the comments and all that stuff, like, that happened within a month and a half. I've been making music for 9 years. And so, my mom calls me an 8-year overnight sensation, because as much as everyone saw this now, nobody saw the late nights in the studio by myself making music while all my friends were out partying and drinking, and I was in my room at 2 o'clock in the morning writing lyrics. Music. So, it's as much as it can all change in a day, I don't think any of it would have been possible without that 8 years of hard work.
Wow, man, absolutely amazing. Was in that 8 years ever a time that you felt like, I don't want to do this anymore, I want to give up?
These are the best questions I've ever had. Yes, there were a few moments like that. One specifically was 1 year ago today. Or not today, but about this time a year ago.
Yeah.
I was going into my exams in grade 12, and I was about to start my 3 years of sound production school the next year. And I was sitting on the bus on the way to school, and I was literally thinking, like, yo, none of this is going how I planned. I've been doing music for so long, it's going nowhere. And I was just praying, and I was like, God, is this the direction I'm supposed to be doing, or should I just give up now? I'm about to dedicate 3 years of my life to something that could just end. And I was praying that prayer in the back of the bus, and I got this notification on my phone that I was tagged in something. And so I opened it, never met this person in my life, and it was just this Bible verse, John 13:7, and it said, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." And that moment set out for me, like, okay, God's chosen me to do music, I'm going to pursue it full time.
Wow.
So yeah, that was a big, but yeah, I wanted to quit last year. I was ready to give it all up on that bus ride, and God really showed me that I shouldn't. Yeah.
What a story. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's my testimony.
That is incredible. I'm glad that you didn't give up though.
No,
because
yeah,
hey man, you are at the moment, you're number 3 on the SA Music Countdown.
Damn.
And you're climbing. You're climbing, brother. And that means that people love your music. And that means that had you given up at that time,
exactly,
it would have been treasonous, man. We wouldn't have been getting this person.
No, I was a very different person back then. Yeah, I used to actually rap, believe it or not.
Oh,
I was a rapper. Yeah, but we don't talk about that.
What brings me to the next question, though. If you didn't do music, what would you be doing now?
I wanted to be an actor for a long time. I couldn't decide what I wanted to be as a kid. From grade 5 to grade 10, I had no idea what I wanted to be. And so I was like, acting, I can be everything. I can be a cop in the one movie, a fireman in the next movie. Perfect. So yeah, acting was a huge thing. And I still want to be an actor. So actor-singer combo would be... Yeah.
Which role would you have gone for, though? Would you have been like the lead star, or would
100%.
You
I want to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Not
I would love to do. No. Hero role, Spider-Man, Marvel Comics. Please hire me. Yeah, wow. I'm your man.
That's super amazing, man. Another thing that is absolutely super amazing is that you get to open for Neon Dreams, right? That is in about a month's time in the US and in Canada.
So that's taking place, and I'm more excited about September. We're doing a South African headline tour, so this will be almost a debut about that announcement. Further this month we'll let out the details, but yeah, we're going to be hitting Joburg, Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town, so I'm very, very stoked for that.
That is absolutely amazing, man. If I'm reading out this name as well, you know, Neon Dreams, and I'm thinking, who else would you love to open for? Like, who else is like your dream that you would say, I would love to open for this person?
I very much look up to Will Lindley as a South African.
Beautiful.
He has been very much an older brother through this whole thing. Very helpful, very inspiring, and but like Long term, I think Benson Boone is like my idol. I look up to Benson Boone big time, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I would love to open for him one day.
That is amazing. You know, I am particularly touched by you saying a South African artist rather than an international artist, because I know there's a time that basically one of your songs, actually the song that we're actually talking about now, Was It Real? Is that you had people in a bit of a nostalgia to the One Direction days, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of that.
And how did that make you feel? Because that is also basically from South African standard to international standard. Mm. And do you believe that about yourself? Do you believe that, hey, man, I actually make music that is international standard, you know?
Yeah, so we always wanted to have that international flair to it. I think I was... As a kid, I grew up with an older sister that was obsessed with One Direction, Jonas Brothers, and so my music taste was heavily influenced by her. And I wanted to make music that I personally enjoy and the reason that got me into music. And so it definitely had those touches of One Direction. And I didn't really realize it at first. And when people commented like, oh, this is bringing back such nostalgia of One Direction, I was like, you know what? Now I realize it. Yeah, it actually is. Like, but yeah, I really love that aspect of it. But I actually want to start bringing in more South African touches like Tyler does with them. But we'll see.
Would you ever go that direction?
I love I'm a Piano.
Okay.
We want to try start experimenting with that. I know my producers would have to try something very different than what they're used to get that. But I would love to. Like, that would be very, very cool.
There's a band as well by the name Droom Syndrome. It's
yes.
Two brothers. I know that they're bringing out a song right now that also has a bit of a touch of that I'm a Piano.
Yeah.
And
so
I think it's super cool. Yeah.
We're actually touring with Droom Syndrome at the end of the year in December. So Neon Dreams, we're doing a big tour all together at the end of the year. More details about that will follow, but very excited for that as well.
That is super cool, brother.
Yeah.
Some exciting, things coming up for you.
Big
which
time.
Is absolutely amazing, man. Now, we've spoken about some people that you'd love to open for, or the person that you'd love to open for, but are there any stages that you know of that you'd love to be on? You know, because it's quite amazing when you got into the studio, you spoke about you had a little phrase. And I think you were actually busy literally speaking that you would be sitting right here today and that you'd actually be making music, right?
Yeah.
So now I want to know, and let's speak it today on the SA Music Show.
Okay, let's speak it into existence.
Yes, which stage would you still love to perform on?
Okay, this is going to be a huge reach, but I'm a big goal setting guy.
Go for it.
My older brother inspired me to reach for this one. But I forget the name of it. It's the park in the UK. Adele played there. Red Hot Chili Peppers played there. Do you know what it's called? I wish I could remember the name.
You're already saying Adele is huge. It's really, really huge. So that is definitely a huge stage.
It's like literally on the tip of my tongue.
You'll remember it. I know.
Hyde Park. I got it.
Uh-huh.
Hyde Park. I know because my older brother plays guitar. He said if I ever play Hyde Park, he will be my lead guitarist.
Is this your older brother that also serves?
No, my younger brother serves.
Okay,
actually.
Is there like competition there?
You have no idea. My younger brother, Chris, here's your shout out. My younger brother has been on my mom's case about me being the favorite son all of a sudden then. And he's trying to pick up the ukulele now. And there's been this whole family dynamic is so funny right now. But yeah, there we go, Chris. You got your shout out on the radio.
Oh, man. No, tell him to stick to what he does, man.
No, yeah.
I saw that
he's one of the best surfers
good.
I know.
He is.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Chris, shout out for me as well, man. The Fresh Prince of the Radio says, what's up? All right. So take me on this journey of what inspires you to make music. Because like you said, you know, we have 9 years of people, or 8-9 years of people not really knowing about you, but then now we know about you.
Yeah.
What inspired you to make music all of that time?
I was originally inspired by my older brother, actually. When I was in grade 4, he played a lot of guitar back then. And I looked up to him. I was like, wow, like it just brought this feeling to me, like, wow, this guy can really turn this piece of wood into this beautiful sound. And so I picked up guitar in grade 4. And then writing came a little bit later. 3 years into my guitar, I started actually writing my own stuff and singing along with it. And it was never a serious thing until maybe 6 years into music, where I was like, okay, I can write songs, I can sing songs, I should start like recording this kind of stuff. And it was a really long process, but I think my writing ability is probably, like, I know there's people that can sing, like, yeah, way better than I can. There's guitarists that can play way better than I am. But I think I'm very proud of my writing ability. Like, I don't write my stuff. I kind of just open myself up and it just comes to me. And
would you say that it's because of life's experiences that you can, it can write that well?
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced a lot of stuff and that comes through it as well. But, like, it's almost like a supernatural thing. Like, my manager believes this fully as well. Like, I will sit down in studio and I pay very, very close attention to my lyrics. My lyrics are my baby. it's like you kind of just have to, same with a relationship, you kind of just have to be open to receive it, but not look for the lyrics, you know. That's how I do go about my writing.
Do you think that's why most probably your Adele, I know Adele writes amazing music when she's heartbroken. She's,
yes, exactly. Life experience. And what's her name? Taylor Swift.
For sure. Definitely. When would you say is your best time to actually write music?
So I try not to set a time. I mean, I'm reading this book called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin, I think it is.
Yes, brilliant book.
And this one quote really, really stuck out to me in the book. I might mess it up, but it's along the lines of, the goal isn't to create art, but to be in the mindset that the art creates itself. And the art is constantly creating itself. So I really, really love that. And so this year, I used to like, okay, come into the studio, get my writing book up, get everything prepared, start writing my lyrics. This year, it's completely different. This year, I will go to the beach and I carry a book on me 24/7. And anytime something will pop up from my head, I'll be at a bar and somebody will take a shot and it'll click something in my brain. I don't take shots, but I do sip whiskey or something like that. Or blah, blah, blah. And something happens there and a girl shouts at a man across the table and I'll write something down. And so like you, it's almost always I'm ready to write. I'm ready to receive whatever it is.
I love
it. That's how I go about it.
What did you learn from reading the book, The 48 Laws of Power?
How did you know I read that book?
Dude, that's how
you're good at your job,
that's
eh?
That's how we roll here, brother.
No, that book taught me a lot, eh? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the book that started my whole... I never used to read at all. And that book, 48 Laws of Power, started my whole thing. After that, I read Atomic Habits.
What a book as well, I must say.
As well.
Wow.
Another one that completely changed my life this year was Bruce Lee's daughter, Be Water, My Friend, by, I think her name's Shannon Lee. Brilliant, brilliant book. But yeah, 48 Laws of Power. It was a lot of like business side of things. So you kind of had to choose what to pull out. But life-changing book, definitely, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Thank you for adding value, because I love it when I have a guest over and we can actually also leave the listener with something, you know. It's quite nice, because now I'm actually going to go research that book that spoke about,
really,
because
good,
I'd really love to read it. As much as this is entertainment, it is also how we add value into other people's lives. And you really do it absolutely amazingly, man.
Thank you so much.
My next question to you is, you know, sometimes in life we feel like stopping, we feel like we don't want to do life anymore. We feel like it's too much, especially in this hustle and bustle of life. You as a youngster, I would love to know what drives you, because there's a lot of other youngsters out there. And I was actually speaking to a youngster yesterday, and just by trying something out for about 2 years, they feel like already giving up. I know that we've basically touched a little bit on that with music, but I want to bring it over in life to you. What keeps you going?
So I've always had a really strong faith in my I'm a Christian, and so that's a big part of my life.
Come on, brother.
But I know that every day I start my morning with just gratitude that I'm here another day. You know, I've got breath in my lungs, and so that's a big thing. And Yeah, if there was something I would leave for everyone is, I don't know if you know, you must know the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F.
Come on, just okay. Bring it over. I must be honest with you, I don't know the book, but
you
no,
don't. Okay,
two
well,
books.
I've never read it, but I listened to the guy's podcast, and this guy joined him, and he gave this quote, and this quote has stuck with me so much. He said, like, the guy was a big athlete and stuff, and he's like, how do you go and you train every day and you do all the training, people see you win, but you still do the training every day and stuff like that. What gets you to the gym? What's the motivation? He says, something dawned in him, whether it's 5 minutes before he dies or 50 years before he dies, one day he's not going to be able to do it. One day he's going to be disabled in that, whether it's literally a minute before he dies or when he's 50. And today isn't that day. So he considers himself as temporarily abled. So every morning I wake up and I say, today I'm temporarily abled. I'm able to do what I want to do, and so I'm going to do it. And so yeah, that's something that's really stuck with me.
This is deep. In a world with so many beliefs, in a world with so many identities, why Jesus?
So I grew up in a Christian household, but I wasn't fully, like, I went to church on an Easter weekend, and I kind of knew God was there, be good and you'd get into heaven. That was all I knew. And I moved to St. Francis Bay, and it was actually a TikTok, funny enough, a TikTok changed my life. I saw this TikTok about the rapture or something, and I was like, wow, this is weird. I never learned about this at church. And so I started doing more research, and I was like, okay, suddenly there's this Jesus guy and he's speaking and he's walking with these 12 guys. I should learn about them. So I bought my first Bible and I started learning more about, and I have never looked back ever since. He has changed my life. I know that he is the truth, the way and the life. The more and more involved I got him in my life, the more fruit I started to see in that. And funny enough, last year when I was making music and all that stuff, I realized that I wasn't making music for the reason that God gave me this gift. And so this year I was like, I'm going to change my whole music. You know, I used to make rap. I was like, I'm not glorifying God with this gift. So this year I'm going to put no money in ads. I'm not going to trust money. I'm not going to trust myself. God, you take over this year. From the first ever video, 1 million views. Next video, 2 million views. It was honestly, I can't take any of this as myself. It was purely a work of God. And for me to leave that behind would be.
Insane. My guy, I wanna salute you in the first place, because you know what? I think we, especially with youngsters as well, and I'm still young myself, we tend to shy away from the fact that we believe in Christ. And I've stopped doing that as well. I've literally taken on this. Yesterday, I told someone that I cannot see my life without Christ. I can lose it all. I can lose this gig at the station. I can lose my car. I can lose my house. Everything. But if I lose Jesus, I don't know.
I don't know how. Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't be able to function.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Exactly that. Man, I salute you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your vulnerability. Before I let you go, I want to play a little game with you, right?
Okay, let's do it.
It is called Is It Real, though? Not Was It Real, Is It Real?
Okay, I like it.
So here we go with the game. Okay, is it real that you had a cake with your singles artwork on it? Or is it real that you had a flat tire coming here to Jacaranda FM?
It is real that I had a cake with my artwork on it.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank goodness we didn't have a flat tire coming up. I would have said both is real.
You guys are so early, though. You're very early. Thank you.
So funny enough, my friends from Stellenbosch, shout out Chloe and Bella and Grace. They were like, let's meet for lunch. I haven't seen you in so long. So I was like, oh, so keen to see you guys. And I arrived at the place and they had a huge bouquet of flowers and this cake. And I thought, I was like, oh no, I've missed one of their birthdays. And because I couldn't see the cake.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, it's one of their birthdays and I haven't said hello. And I remembered something on Grace's story about her mom. And I was like, it's Grace's birthday and I haven't said happy birthday. Oh no, I'm so screwed. And I got to the table and I saw my face on the cake and I was like, oh, okay, this is not what I was expecting. And yeah, so they got me a cake to celebrate, and it was very, very cool.
What a nice story, actually. Yeah. Wow. I never expected it. I never thought it would go that way. Is it real that you have a few celebrity friends or you have a six-pack?
Both. No, I'm joking. If I could trade the one for the other, I would. I think the only celebrity friend I have is Will Indy right now.
Oh, nice.
But nice. Yes, I've been training for a good 8 years as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, how important is it for you to actually have mental health being good, but also your physical health, right?
No, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I also think they have a huge connection. Which a lot of people don't realize. Like they see the thing of like, yeah, you don't have to be the top athlete in the world, but I know when I'm stressed out and stuff like that, I can always link it back to, you know what, I actually haven't got enough physical exercise this week. And I mean, even now I wish I need to get back into the gym now, but like work is just, you know, it comes very quickly.
Seasons,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
super easy to just put that stuff aside. But you don't have to be in the gym 2 hours a day, but I try to get at least 30 minutes a day, because really it's like, it's almost like an escape as well.
It is. 100%.
And yeah,
100%.
Very big on fitness, yeah.
Soos wat julle gehoor het, dames daar buitekant, hierdie man het 'n six pack. Ek weet of hy available is nie, maar ek gaan nou nie so diep in gaan nie.
You know what's bad is I'm so bad at Afrikaans. All I heard was six pack. Like I can't understand a single word. I nearly failed Afrikaans.
Daar sê nou kan ek sommer Afrikaans ook leer. Daar vat hy. Is it real?
Someone get Google Translate, please.
Is it real that you love dogs, or is it real that you've entered Idols?
I do love dogs. I don't know how you knew that, but I have not entered Idols. Maybe I should, but I love
why,
dogs.
Why the
I
love really, for dogs?
I really want a Doberman, but I don't know. I had a husky growing up. She was a runt, but she was full of energy. And love for dogs ever since that. I do enjoy cats as well, but I just feel like the whole cat person stereotype is a little strong for me. So I'm more of a dog guy.
Same here.
Yeah, but I don't like small dogs.
Same
like,
here.
It has to be bigger than this. Otherwise, I consider it a rat. Because, like, you know, some people bring those dogs and it sits on their lap and it's like shaking and it's like always, they look like little rats. Like, no, that's not a dog.
You feel sorry for the dog.
Exactly. Like, my cousin has these two little, like, chihuahua things. And they're always just shaking and peeing everywhere. I'm like, this isn't a dog. This thing is like a half-bred rat or something. Yeah.
Man, Ben Rodriguez, thank you so much for gracing us with your
thank
time.
You very
it is
much.
Such an honor. Godspeed, my guy. You
thank
go
you.
Do. And you. Thank you for inspiring me today.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you've also, like, this has been the best radio interview I've ever done.
I'm glad.
Yeah, this has been very cool. Thank you.
That's what we aim to do here. You must walk away with a memory. I wanna see you literally again. I hope I'll see you before that, but I want to see you in 5 years and you should remember this moment, but more so, I want to see you gracing those stages that you want to literally do music on. And yeah, just I'm really excited to see where God is going to take you, man.
I'll message you before we play Hard Park. I'll come here so we can confirm it.
You must come with tickets as well. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'll bring two backstage passes. Just slide them across the desk.
There we go. That's how we do it. It's the SA Music Show. Jack Rand FM. Ben Rodriguez about to leave the building. Thank you so much, great sir.
Cheers,
we'll
guys.
You
thank
again.
You so much.
Bye. Back up.